The Africa Report.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku Sibiya. Soku, a very good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
Soku, Malawi students have designed a tool that no blind person should go without. What is that?
Well, you know, final year students in a Malawi university, for their final year at the University of Livingstonia, they've come up for creating something that's going to revolutionize how blind people basically navigate their world. And I think why the story is so important is because when we think of technology and innovation and new stuff, we always think it's coming from Japan, Korea, or the US coming into Africa. But this time around, it's actually Africans seeing a problem within their community, and this time it's youth seeing a problem in their community and creating something to solve that. What they've done is that they've created a walking stick which has a sensor. And what this does is that it aids visually impaired persons to move around with ease by detecting obstacles in their path when they're walking. It uses light, sound, in terms of trying to see what's on in the path of the blind person that's walking, and they're then able to then move or within, you know, it gives them a range that this is, it's like almost, if you think about it, if you think about the sensors of a car when you're about to reverse and it starts beeping to tell you you're now about to hit an object, you should stop. That's how this walking stick works. And it was just for the final year assessment, but it's doing so great that even university professors have now appealed to the government to actually commercialize this product. Some of the tests that they've done have really improved the way and given autonomy for many blind people who are walking and who are trying to live as best normal, in inverted commas, of a life as possible. And this stick helps them with that because they're now able to detect if there's a puddle in front of them, if there is an object, a stone, something that's going to obstruct the path, they can do that with the stick. And I think that's an amazing invention to have. And it's something that everybody you know, should have, because you always want to maintain a certain sense of independence, even if you have something that's impairing you.
And so, though, talking about inventing something like that, what processes do they go through? Is it just one individual that's an entrepreneur that comes up with this, or is this like a government-funded initiative? Because there would be some sort of structures needed to support an individual like that.
This was something that students did in Malawi. So it was part of their coursework where they had to identify a problem and come up with a solution. So as students, they came together, and this is what they came up with. You know, some universities, I've spoken about this, there's a university in Uganda as well called Makerere, where they basically, the students in the science and technology field, basically design solutions that can work immediately. These are the same guys who come up with the solar panels for the bus, which is now created, which has now been commercialized, which is the first bus in Africa to be run on solar. So they come up with these inventions, and if it's something that really works, the professors then take it up to actually even approach the government in order to commercialize it, which is what's happened in this case. Same thing happened in Ghana when the students there came up with a satellite. That satellite was launched a couple of months ago into space to actually read the data in which the students were saying what it's going to do. And I think that's the type of support that youth need in school. You know, when you create something, you want to see that creation and invention come to fruition. It's all good and well when it's just a prototype sitting in an exhibition, but you actually want to see people use it, consume it, so that you can even do more tests in terms of improving it. And when you get feedback in that way, then it becomes commercial. So it's probably something that the government will then take on and subsidize to a certain community. But those inventors also get a share or a cut, and they now have, you know, they have that confidence that they can actually create, and they actually even do it more. I think many entrepreneurs or inventors get shot down by the fact that their ideas don't go anywhere.
Yeah, when I want to talk, I've always said it. You bring me the best. You know, it's one of those stories you want to hear in the morning that, you know what, we're doing something. It's not just lying down, but we've got great minds here on the African continent. Soku Sibiya, thank you so much for joining us. We chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya is the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.